We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program that comes to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. And we're right here at our studio, the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas. And we welcome you to the show. You can also, watch and listen to us on the YouTube South Point Studio Streaming Network. We hope you're doing that as well. And, of course, everybody else out there doing all the other platforms that we have, like our radio station, our local radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, Google Phone, covered with your apps, your KSHP app to listen to us through the radio station, your YouTube app, of course, you can see and hear us through that app as well, and anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever. Welcome to this Sunday Race Day Las Vegas radio program. It's going to be an exciting day here in Las Vegas and an exciting day here at the South Point. Of course, as you know, the NFL conference championships between the Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles and then the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs will determine the two winning teams of that pairing to go to the Super Bowl this year. And, of course, it'll be rocking and rolling here in the racebook as well as our showroom. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going on here today at South Point as far as the AFC-NFC championship is concerned. They're going to have a big AFC-NFC championship party today here at the South Point in the showroom. It's free of charge, first come, first serve. The doors of the showroom, they say, will open early. Doors open at 11:30. Now, the first game, the NFC game, goes at noon. The AFC championship game will go at 3:30. These are Pacific times, of course, here in Las Vegas. They have drink specials. They have, of course, specials for food. Big, beautiful hot dogs for $1.50, popcorn $1. And here's the deal. When you get there and you're enjoying the game in the big showroom, which is a great place to watch the game, they're going to give $1,000 cash giveaways, $1,000 cash giveaway, $250 at the end of the first and second and third quarters, and at the two-minute warning of the fourth quarter in each of the two games. So there's $2,000 up for grabs at $250 a pop at the end of the quarters, all free of charge here at the South Point. Of course, the drink specials and the specials for the hot dogs and popcorn are very cheap, but otherwise, first come, first serve, and that is in the doors open at 11:30. And for us, the racing fans here in the race book, of course, you know we got that big, big, huge mandatory payoff today at Gulfstream Park in the Pick 6. Mandatory. Jackpot off. Here's the deal. $559,028. All stacked up real nice and ready to go are sitting there. In addition to all of the 20 cents away bets that will be made in that Pick 6, trying for the Pick 6, because today, jackpot provision is off. The best winning tickets will share in all the money. What's bet into today, what's sitting there at over $500,000 already, is all going to be distributed today. They predict about $4 million in the pot. So it's a big, beautiful day of sports betting and horse betting right here at the South Point. Can't wait to get to it, that is for sure. Let's do a recap of what happened yesterday. And, of course, we're talking about starting off with the Pegasus World Cup card. What a day it was yesterday at Gulfstream. All right, we begin with the, we'll start with the, go through the races in order. Second race, Jose Ortiz and Brian Lynch got together to win that one, paying $11. That was the first of Brian Lynch's multiple wins yesterday at Gulfstream. And then we move on to the fourth race, which was the first of 10 consecutive stakes races at Gulfstream yesterday. The winner of the South Beach Stakes was Dreaming of Mo, Javier Castellano aboard for Dale Romans, paying $19.80, outrunning Charlie's Wish and Dana's Beauty. The fifth race was the Gulfstream Park Turf Sprint at 5 furlongs on the turf. The winner there was Coppola, giving Tyler Gaffleone his first of several winners on the day and giving Dale Romans back-to-back wins in stakes races yesterday. That horse paid $6.60, outrunning Capture the Lion and Reef Runner. Then the Carousel Club Stakes, a wide-open event. The winner there was Smoke and Tea, Frankie Dettori aboard for Chad Brown's first of multiple winners on the day. Smoke and Tea paid $16.20, outrunning Jerry the Nipper and In a Jam. What a race this was. This was like a chorus line at the end of that one. All right, the seventh race was the La Prévion. The winner of the La Prévion was Forever After All, who got up in the final jumps under Tyler Gaffleone for Gaffleone's second win. Brendan Walsh is the trainer there, paying $13.60, outrunning Chop Chop and La Mahina. The Pick 5, covering the five races, starting with the third race at $15.40, and then the four stakes races in a row. That Pick 5 came back and paid $17,763.10. We move on. The Fred W. Hooper was the eighth race. The winner there was Little Vic for Lionel Reyes. Juan Carlos Avila, the trainer, $19 even, outrunning Implementation. And Tumarumba, one of the favorites in that race. I think he was the favorite in that race. Then we got to the ninth race, the W.L. McKnight on the turf. The winner there was Dash Man in an incredible finish there. Dash Man, with Florent Garou aboard, gave Brian Lynch his second win of the day. That horse paid $40.40 in an upset, outrunning Cash Equity and Limited Liability. The pick five that ended with Dash Man, and again, remember, they were all the stakes races, 660, 1620, 1360, 19 even, and $40.40. How about that pick five paying $36,906.50? Then we get to the Pegasus World Cup races. The Pegasus World Cup Philly Mare Turf at a mile and 16th on the turf. And in this race, the winner was Be Your Best, Be Your Best, with Edgar Zayas aboard for Safi Joseph Jr.'s first win of the day. Be Your Best paid $16.80, outrunning Sacred Wish and In Our Times. If you remember on the show when we went over these races with Jonathan Ardoon, he liked Be Your Best, who was the best in this event, paying $16.80. Then we move to the Inside Information Stakes. That was the 11th on the card. And Mystic Lake gets there just in time under Iret Ortiz Jr. for Safi Joseph Jr.'s second win, second stakes win for Joseph, at paying $6.40, outrunning Emery and Jody's Prize. Emery, the big favorite in the race, just ran out of time. Mystic Lake got the lead at the top of the stretch, and Emery couldn't catch her in a driving finish. Mystic Lake just refused to lose in the photo. Then came the Pegasus World Cup Turf, the $1 million Grade 1 Pegasus World Cup Turf at a mile and 1/8 on the turf. The winner there was Spirit of St. Louis, who came roaring in at the end. Tyler Gaffleone's third win of the day. Trainer Chad Brown's second win of the day, paying $17.80, outrunning Integration and finishing third in the race, Chasing the Crown, a big long shot there. And if you remember on the show, Jonathan Ardoon said Spirit of St. Louis was definitely a contender in this race, $17.80. Then came the major event, the last race on the card, the centerpiece, the $3 million Grade 1 Pegasus World Cup at a mile and 1/8 for four-year-olds and up. And there was no doubt about this winner. White Abarrio blew the socks off of him. At the top of the stretch, took the lead from the outside and just pulled away with confidence, with ease, and with authority. White Abarrio wins the Pegasus World Cup, an easy winner for Safi Joseph Jr.'s third stakes win on the day. Iret Ortiz Jr.'s second win, $7.60 for the win there. Locked, who had a rough trip, not only at the break, didn't break well, Locked did, and of course breaking from the outside post was really impressive in finishing second in the race overall. And in the third was Skippy Longstocking in that race. An easy win for White Abarrio. This is the first time that a horse that won the Florida Derby came back to win the Pegasus World Cup, White Abarrio. And, of course, it was Iret Ortiz Jr.'s third Pegasus World Cup win. But it was a very satisfying win, I thought, for Safi Joseph Jr. Remember, he was the trainer of this horse when he won the Florida Derby, but then was taken away with the Heisa suspension that was later lifted and went to trainer Dutro. Dutro won several races with White Abarrio, including the Breeders' Cup Classic. And then the ownership gave it back to Safi Joseph Jr., and Safi Joseph Jr. won the Pegasus World Cup with White Abarrio. Quite a story in that. White Abarrio left no doubt about who was the big winner there. The last pick five of the day paid $16,971.10. The pick six, won by more than one ticket, paid $53,738.14. Okay? But we do have the carryover today. It wasn't a jackpot payoff. So the big carryover, mandatory payoff today at Gulfstream Park in the pick six jackpot. But what a day it was at Gulfstream Park yesterday. Oaklawn Park. They had six stakes races, Oaklawn Park there, and Flavian Pratt. What a show he put on early in the day. Flavien Prat won the second race with Brad Cox at 380. Then he came back in the fourth race with Brad Cox, paid $3 even. Then in the first of the stakes races, the King Cotton Stakes, he won with Tejano Twist coming off the pace for Chris Hartman, paying $3 even. So he won three of the first five races there, outrunning Happy is a Choice and Gulfport. Then in the sixth race, the General MacArthur, Kinetic wins as the favorite, giving Flavien Prat his fourth win out of the first six races, giving Brad Cox his third win out of the first six races. That horse paid $3 even, outrunning Sir Greyline and Creative Minister. But with all the success that Flavien Prat and Brad Cox had early in the day, they didn't snag the big one. The fifth season stakes was won by the Wine Steward, Juan Hernandez for Mike Maker at 820, outrunning Patriot Spirit and Liberal Arts. In the Bugler Stakes, the winner there, Lady Moscato for Keith Asmussen and trainer D. Wayne Lucas, 1560, outrunning Silver Rose and Condensation. In the Martha Washington for three-year-old fillies that yielded 20 Kentucky Oaks leaderboard points, the winner there was Take Charge Milady. Julian Le Perroux for Kenny McPeak. McPeak has another nice three-year-old filly coming up this year. 720 there, outrunning Quiet Side and Legal Empress. And then in the big race, the Southwest Stakes for the three-year-olds that yielded 20 Kentucky Derby leaderboard points. The winner there was Speed King, going wire to wire under Rafael Bejarano for trainer Ron Marquette, paying $30.60, outrunning Sandman and Tiztastic, who finished third. Now, here's the deal. In this race, Gaming got a bad start from the rail. He was almost eliminated and then had to check hard into the first turn. He went to the back of the field. The other horse that stumbled badly, this horse that stumbled badly at the start was Sandman. This horse stumbled so bad he was last, and yet he rallied to finish second. Believe it or not, I think he had the best race of all. If you watch the replay, you'll see he was almost eliminated at the start. He was next to last. He was in the last pack going down the back stretch. And so was Patch Adams, who had a bad break as well. The three horses that were bet amongst the favorites, the three favorites in the race, all were last, second to last, and third to last going down the backstretch. And out of all of that confusion, Speed King kept going and went wire to wire in that race. But take a look at that replay. You'll see what I'm talking about. Sandman, what a big race he ran in stumbling at the start. And then, of course, Christian Torres had a couple of wins as well. He won the 11th race. The pick five at Oaklawn Park, the final pick five at Oaklawn Park, paid $49,089.95. They keep hitting it out of the park with those pick fives at Oaklawn. Aqueduct, the Interborough Stakes, won by Scalable. Kendrick Carmouche for Todd Pletcher, $11 even, outrunning St. Benedict's Prep and Socially Selective in that. Check out the early pick five at Aqueduct, $35.80, $7.50, $11, $33.80, and $8.80. That pick five came back $19,578.50. The pick fives were being knocked out of the park. But that wasn't the best. The best one of all time was the late pick five at Aqueduct. And that started out with the 880 winner. Then came $7.30 and $38.80. Those back-to-back winners were trained by Horacio De Paz. The eighth race winner, $14.60. And the ninth and final race winner, giving Christophe Clement his second win of the day, was the longest shot on the board, paying $76.50. That pick five, the highest price of the day in payoffs around the country, that pick five paid $179,302.50. Nobody had six, obviously, in the pick six. Nobody had five. Four out of five paid $509. There is a carryover in the pick six at Aqueduct today out at Santa Anita. They got a pick six carryover there as well. All right. Santa Anita, Jerry J had a reverse play win in the first races. Key Horse ran second. The Exacta paid $5.30. Trifecta, $10.10. The winner paid $5.20 for Mike Pipey. And then came other races on the day that paid $6.25, $24.40. You get the picture. $23 even winner won the fifth race, so that put a little bit of meat on the bones for the payoffs in the pick five, over $500 there. And in the featured San Pascual, the winner there was Katona, who came from dead last, rounded the field, passed them all in the stretch, and won under Tiago Piera. Doug O'Neill trained Katona, which was 6-1 on the morning line, paid $13.40 for the win there. Express Train was second. Tarantino was third. And Don't Fight the Fed broke down in the race, unseating Mario Gutierrez in the race. Gutierrez was taken to the hospital complaining about some pains, I think, in his back. We'll wait and see what happens with him today. There was a delay, of course, between that race and the ninth race, why they took care of the injured the horse and the jockey. But in the ninth race, the winner there was Billy Joe Shaver, who won by a whisker. Billy Joe Shaver, William Anton Georgie aboard for trainer Steve Miotti, paid $12.80. Thank you very much. That was John Lendo's pick of the day, the winner, Billy Joe Shaver. Ninth and 10th and final race, Tiago Piera capped off the day with his second win at $17.80. Nobody had the pick six yesterday at Santa Anita. 5 out of 6 paid $1,008.20, and there will be a carryover in the pick six today at Santa Anita. Other stakes winners around the country, the extra heat at Laurel Park won by Onyx 10, paying $6.20. The spectacular bid won by Barbadian Runner, paying $14 even there. And get this, at Turfway Park, winner of the Wishing Well Stakes was Life Spirit, with Joe Ramos aboard, paying $30.80, trained by Steve Asmussen. And that Asmussen went on later on, or maybe earlier in the day, to win the Houston Ladies Classic at Sam Houston Park with Recharge, that paid $86.60 in a big upset. This was the sixth win in this race for Steve Asmussen. So Steve Asmussen, one of the top trainers, the winningest trainer of all time, gets two huge long shots to win at both Turfway Park and Sam Houston Park yesterday. What a day it was yesterday. But we've got an instant horse player holiday today with that big carryover, mandatory payoff at Gulfstream, carryovers at Aqueduct and Santa Anita. Can't wait to get started. So we're going to go to our first break. When we come back, our handicappers are ready. Jonathan Hardoon, we've got Rich Eng giving us his thoughts about both of the NFL playoff games today. We've got John Lendo and, of course, Jerry Jackowitz as well. And your racing menu is coming up next. Don't you do it. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas. Want to give you just an update on the weather. The weather now, it seems, around the country, there's a lot of rain going on in parts of Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi and Alabama. A lot of snow still in the great, great northwest, way north of New York and Pennsylvania, although it's scattered around upstate New York. But the weather seems to be now in Southern California. There is a rainstorm coming through Southern California. They say that the rainstorm is going to come later on today through tomorrow. We're expecting rain here in Las Vegas tomorrow and Tuesday, which means that front's going to move from California through to here, okay? And if it moves a little quicker than expected, we're on the cusp of maybe a cancellation at Santa Anita. Not yet, but you know what they are. Well, you know what happens there, especially at Santa Anita, when it starts raining. So keep that in mind today at Santa Anita. And as far as Gulfstream Park, it looks like it's going to be okay there. There were some thoughts about some rain going through Gulfstream, but it looks pretty clear right now. As far as temperatures are concerned around the country, we've got Miami at 73, New York 42, Chicago 31. Here in Las Vegas, we've started out this morning at 35. We're going to top off at 50, but it's always fast, firm, and perfect here at the South Point where all the action is going to be today. And in Southern California, Los Angeles, it's only going to be 55 degrees because that rainstorm is coming in. And my goodness, after all of those fires and that devastation, if they start getting hard rain there, there's going to be landslides. So we're keeping our thoughts and prayers for those folks there. All right, here we go. Here's the menu of racetracks available today in the race book. Simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. First post times are Pacific. You know that. So if you're here in Las Vegas, going to go to the race book here in Las Vegas, especially here at the South Point where all the action is today between the football and horse racing. These will be the first post times that roll out in our race books today. If you're listening anywhere else, anywhere and any way you get us, and you're in another time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone. First post times are Pacific. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We begin with Gulfstream Park. 11 races today at Gulfstream Park. Carryover in the pick six with a mandatory payoff today. $559,028. Best tickets chop up the millions of dollars that will be in that pot today. First post time is 9:20 today at Gulfstream with the 11 races. The pick six will start in the sixth race today at Gulfstream Park. All righty. Then we have Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has a pick six jackpot carryover of $4,228. First post time, 9:25 for their nine-race card. Laurel Park has 10 races. Laurel Park has a pick six jackpot carryover of $3,020. And their first post time at Laurel is set at 9:30 at Laurel. Turfway Park has 10 races today. Turfway Park has a first post time of 9:30 with 10 races, and they have the pick six jackpot carryover $16,056 at Turfway Park today. That's their carryover in their pick six jackpot, $16,056. Aqueduct, the big A in New York. Well, you know what's going on at Aqueduct with that big carryover today in the pick six at Aqueduct. Pick six carryover $16,802.14. Yes, that is not a big one, considering what's going on today. But nevertheless, it's a carryover at Aqueduct. $16,802.14. Pick six carryover today at Aqueduct. Eight races. First post time is at 10:10. Oaklawn Park has 10 races today. Their first post time is 10:30. You got the Fairgrounds with eight races. Fairgrounds has a first post time of 10:45 for their eight-race card at the Fairgrounds today. Small pick six carryover. And it's not a jackpot, regular pick six carryover, $1,058 there. And then we go to Sunland Park. Sunland Park has nine quarter horse races today. Super high five carryover, $207 there. And their first post time is at 11:25 for their quarter horse program. Santa Anita, first post time is at 12:30 at Santa Anita. They have a pick six carryover, a little bit larger than New York. The pick six carryover today at Santa Anita, $35,524. Their stakes race today is the Clocker's Corner, six furlongs scheduled for the turf. It's the eighth race on the card, seven go to the post. The race favorite at 8-5 is Air Force Red with Juan Hernandez aboard. 10 races today at Santa Anita. Keep an eye on the weather. Keep an eye on the turf races, whether they stay on. Keep an eye on whether they're going to run at all today. First post time is at 12:30 at Santa Anita with that carryover in their pick six. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. Now, remember, Los Al, on Sundays, if they don't have a carryover in the pick six, they seed the pick six pot at 10 grand. That's what happens today. There's 10,000 sitting in the pick six pot already at Los Alamitos. It's just a regular pick six, no jackpot. First post time is 5 p.m., 8 races, 1 thoroughbred, 3 mixed breed, 4 quarter horses, and 2 of those quarter horse races are trials for 4-year-olds and up at 400 yards. First post time, Los Al, 5 p.m. That's the menu for today on this carryover Sunday. Let's go to Jonathan standing by. Jonathan, I know we got some carryovers, but the mandatory is the thing everybody's going to be looking at, isn't it?
Yeah, they're going to get close to $4 million in that pool, Ralph. And what a terrific day of racing yesterday. Gulfstream was really like Breeders' Cup races. Horses had excuses, big fields, a lot of tough trips. So trip handicappers are going to have a field day watching yesterday's replays and finding all the troubled horses.
You know, and you're absolutely right in the fact that we know all the winners, and the winners did great. And naturally, Wide Barrier was the most impressive winner of the day, just destroying that field. But I got to tell you that a lot of the horses that had trouble in the races for one reason or another and ran big were probably got impressed me more than the winners itself. Now, although Wide Barrio was the winner, no doubt about him, he impressed me, that's for sure. But Locked overcame a lot and still had the determination to beat everybody else in the race behind Wide Barrio. I thought that was impressive.
It was, and he's going to be a serious horse this year, Ralph. You know, and really congratulations to Safi Joseph, because he really got the raw end of the stick when the horse had a run in the Breeders' Cup under Dutch Row, as opposed, you know, he had a couple of horses that died, if you remember, at Churchill, and they just randomly suspended him. And, you know, you said it was Heise, but I don't think it was Heise. I think it was Churchill itself that suspended him.
You're absolutely right. I take that back. I stand corrected. It was Churchill Downs, now that it jogs my memory, but you're absolutely right there.
You remember they suspended him, and then a few weeks later they reinstated him when they found out there was nothing wrong. It was just bad luck or whatever, you know. And in the interim, they took the horse away from him, and Dutro got to run him in the Breeders' Cup Classic, so he won that. But then they end up giving the horse back to Safi Joseph, and then he wins the $3 million race yesterday. So, you know, what comes around goes around, I guess, and all worked out well for him.
It's too early to tell, but, I mean, you think right now, he's got to be the favorite for the Breeders' Cup Classic, too.
Right now?
Yeah, right now, you know. it was a nice story for that. It was nice, too, that the owners gave the horse back to him. That did jog my memory, because I remember that the day they suspended Safi Joseph at Churchill, he had something like 6 or 8 horses that were supposed to run on the big card that weekend at Churchill. They all were.
Yeah, it was just, yeah, you know, they pulled a Baffert on him. They just suspended him and whatever. But they really suspended him for no reason. Baffert, at least they had some sort of, I guess, whatever they found or whatever it was. But Safi Joseph just randomly, that they just said, yeah, you know, you're not running any horses, and it wasn't right to him.
They put a wall right up in front of him. In any case, a lot of great racing going on at the Gulfstream, no doubt about it yesterday. But I got to tell you, that Southwest Stakes, the 3 betting favorites all got in trouble coming out of the gate into the first turn. Gaming almost got chopped. I mean, he had a check hard after not breaking well at all from the rail. And then you had, Adams on. He didn't break well at
all. Adams. And Cox said he didn't handle the track at
no,
all.
No, it didn't look like he handled that track at all.
By the way, take nothing away from Sandman, because he was probably the best horse in that race. He totally was eliminated at the start, and to run second, I mean, that was an unbelievable performance. It really was.
The 2 impressive performances yesterday that came away with didn't win either one of their races, but Sandman and Locked, who both finished second after horrendous situations in their race, you got to put an asterisk next to them.
For sure.
All right. Well, we had a chatter. Thank you for not only Be Your Best, who you tagged in the Philly Mare Turf, but also Spirit of St. Louis, that you said was very much a contender in the turf as well. So
that, by the way, Ralph, that was another race where a horse ran very well but had all kinds of trouble. Mia Hermano, Ramon, whatever it was, he had a very tough trip. He was between horses and. Uncharacteristically for Louis Saez, usually, you know, it just, that's what happens when you have these 12 and 14 horse fields.
Sure.
You're going to find trouble whether you want it or not.
Yep. And All in all, it was a great day of racing, and I'm glad that everybody, at least Gulfstream Park, got around the track nice and safe and all that stuff there. They have experiences and, of course, many stories to tell about the day yesterday for both the winners and the horses who, as you say, got in a little trouble. But we'll live to bet on those horses another day. We're going to live to go into that big mandatory pick six carryover today at Gulfstream. And I know you got a sheet at Gulfstream. You got one at Aqueduct. You got one at Santa Anita as well. So let's get to the picks today.
All right, let's go to Aqueduct. We're going to look at the sixth race today, Ralph, which is 7 furlongs on the main track. And full disclosure, this is my horse. I own this horse. And I like the number 7 horse in here, Willing to Risk It All. This is a 5-year-old gelding from the Jimmy Ferraro barn. His last two races, he was stuck inside when inside was not the place to be. He draws an outside box today, Madison Olver aboard to ride. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. Number 7, Willing to Risk It All, upsets and wins today's 6th race at an Aqueduct. You will see me in the winner's circle waving my Race Day Las Vegas cap.
All right, you got it, my man. That's what we want to see. The owner and the gambler as well, Jonathan Dardoon, likes in the 6th race, number 7, appropriately named Willing to Risk It All. And that's the 7 and the 6th race. We wish you nothing but a nice winner circle picture afterwards. And wave to us when you do that. All right, what's next?
Let's go to Gulfstream, look at race number 6, first leg of the pick 6. And nothing like starting off a pick 6 on a mandatory payout with a single. But that's the situation here, Ralph. I like number 9, King D'Oro, 5-year-old gelding from the Jose D'Angelo barn. Irod Ortiz aboard to ride. He's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. I know it's a tough outside box, but he's just better than these. I like number 9, King D'Oro, a single in today's pick 6 carryover out at Gulfstream Park.
All right, we just got the scratches in, and in that 6th race, you can scratch the 5, Inflation Nation. That was Gaffleone on a 6-1 shot. You like the 9, King D'Oro, who's still in the race, the 9, King D'Oro in the 6th race with Irad aboard at 4-1. That is your singleton starting off that mandatory payoff in the pick 6, the 9 in the 6th race. All right, well, we'll take a pick from me from Santa Anita, and then we'll let you go and risk it all.
Good. I'm headed on the highway. All right, Ralph, let's look at the 10th and final. And this selection is for turf only. Number 4, Muscled, 3-year-old gelding, a colt, from the Paddy Gallagher barn. Returns as a 3-year-old, gets Lasix today for the first time. Umberto Rispoli aboard to ride, 7-2 on the morning line. Graduation day for number 4, Muscled, today's 10th and final. Turf only.
All right.
Turf only.
If it's on the grass, it's a go. If it's on the main, it's a no. So in the 10th race, number 4, Muscled, the 4 in the 10th and final race today at Santa Anita, Jonathan Sardoon's play. Remember, he's got full sheets for Gulfstream, Santa Anita, and Aqueduct, and Oakland Park as well, right?
Correct. JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
Drive safe, and we'll see you in the winner's circle.
I'll see you Wednesday. Thanks, Ralphie.
All right, you got it, my man. We're going to go to our break, and when we come back, we got Rich Eng standing by. What does he think of the playoffs today? Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risks their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Big day at the South Point today. Not only do we have all those mandatories and carryovers going on in the race book, but we got, of course, the NFL Conference Championships. And after today, we'll know who's going to be playing in the Super Bowl 2 weeks from today. We have the NFC Championship with the Commanders and Eagles, and the Bills and the Chiefs will be in the AFC Championship. High noon, the first game, 3:30, the second game. Big AFC-NFC Championship party going on right here at the South Point in the showroom. Get here early. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. The seating, you know, the seating is going to go quick there, and it's free. You got drink specials, you got food specials, and you got a drawing. There's going to be a cash drawing giveaway during both games, $1,000, $250 at the end of each quarter. And in the last quarter, it'll be at the two-minute warning in both games, and it's free. Just come on out and see if you can cash in on the cash giveaways as well. And, of course, we go to Rich Eng standing by. Time to take a look at these NFL games. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, what do you think, buddy? First game, 12 noon, Commanders at Eagles. It opened at a -5, over under 48. The number right now is Philadelphia is now -6.
Yeah, and there are even some 6.5s out there, Ralph. And I tell you what, I think the bookmakers are seeing a lot of money on Washington. Washington seems to be the more popular side, but I don't think they want to move the line too high, or else they create a middle situation of, you know, Philadelphia 5 and then have it go up to Washington 7, that kind of thing. So I think they're kind of taking a stand at the 6, but I guarantee you they're going to be rooting for the Eagles the way the money's pouring in. As far as my selection, Ralph, I'm going to go for the Eagles. And there's a few angles that I like. One is that Washington, this is their fourth consecutive road game in a row. That's tough for anybody in the National Football League. They won the turnover battle against Detroit last week 5-0. I don't think that they're going to have that same luxury against the Eagles. And the Eagles can really run the football. Detroit had 500 yards of total offense against Washington. I think the Eagles are going to be able to move the football. Let's go with the Eagles, -6 in the first game.
Second game, Kansas City hosting the Buffalo Bills. This could be a real good shootout. Kansas City opened up a 1.5-point favorite, over under total 48. That one moved as well, didn't it? It's now, I think, 2, isn't it?
Yeah, I see 2s. It might even go to 2.5, but I'm going to take the favorite again, Kansas City. You know, one thing that these two teams have met each other something like 8 times in the last few years. But in the playoffs, Kansas City has a 3-0 record against Buffalo. Buffalo cannot get over the hump. You know, the Mahomes factor is really huge. You know, Buffalo won the turnover battle last week, 3-0 against the Ravens. The Ravens moved the ball up and down the field, but they committed some unbelievable turnovers, which really hurt their chances. Travis Kelce, once again, you know, in the playoffs, has unbelievable success, Ralph. And you can just see what they do with him. He comes off the line. If they double team him, Mahomes will go to somebody else. If he's not double teamed, it's almost like an extended handoff. They just hit him with a 5 or 10 yard pass, and they keep matriculating down the field. I like Kansas City to go to the Super Bowl once again, -2.
All right. So you see the Super Bowl this year is the Eagles versus the Chiefs, and we'll wait and see about
a rematch.
Yep, we'll wait and see about that. And of course, we'll take a pick at Santa Anita from you today with that small pick 6 carryover there.
Yeah, let's go to race number 9, Ralph. It's claiming 20,000, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. This is more of a surest type winner, not much of a price, but the 3 Mega Moon got claimed by George Papapodromo, who's just been tearing them up off the claim. Yeah. Hires Flavion Pratt, which won't help the price any, but this looks like a surest winner for me. 3 Mega Moon, race 9.
All right, 9th race at Santa Anita. There are 10 races today. In the 9th race, you like the 3 Mega Moon, the 3 in the 9th race, Santa Anita. Don't forget, Richie's got a full sheet handicapping today at Santa Anita right now at the racedaylasvegas.com website. All right, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to go right now to Southern California where John Lendo is standing by. And John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. Now, we are expecting rain to come here through tomorrow and parts of Tuesday, which means that front usually comes rolling through Southern California earlier than that, which would mean sometime today. What about Santa Anita?
We had a little drizzle last night. The streets were wet when I got up this morning. And up in L.A., I know they had a little rain last night as well. But the main track was open for training. They are working on it, so the main track's in good shape. I don't know if they had enough rain to affect the turf course yet. You know, it might. But right now, I think we're a go, so we'll see what happens. And I wish I could give you more details, but, you know, it's kind of up in the air. But right now, the main track is open, and everything's normal.
John, answer me this, if you know. Now, you know, we're getting on to almost 8 o'clock this morning, and the first post time Santa Anita today is 12:30. If they were to make a decision, how late do you think they would go before they actually said, okay, we were not going to go?
It's been an inconsistent pattern with the train. You know, they've canceled the half hour before first post sometimes. But, you know, right now it's sunny down here in Carlsbad, north mm-hmm. of Del Mar. So I honestly don't know what it would take for them to just wave the whole thing off. I'm going to assume it's going to go. I'm going to be prepared for it. A lot of times you kind of have a gut feeling, well, they're not going to run today. But I'm thinking they are. And, you know, they only ran the scheduled four turf races, knowing that there would be some rain in the forecast for today. Nothing scheduled down the hill. So I don't think there'll be a ton of changes. The grass sprints on the flat course have moved to the dirt mm-hmm. if they have to. Mm-hmm. But I think they're going to run today, Ralph.
Your impressions of anything that happened yesterday?
Well, I thought the Southwest Stakes was a rodeo. I mean, it was just that everybody could get in trouble doing something, did it. And, you know, I was impressed that Sandman overcame some trouble to run well. And even Patch Adams, at least he showed he could pass some horses after ending up at the back of the pack early. Yeah. So they, if they didn't win, they got a good schooling session yesterday. That'll help. And, you know, the White of Burial we saw yesterday was kind of what I was expecting after those two sprints. And you can't not factor in the Gulfstream Park horse for a course angle. When they like it down there, they run well.
And, of course, White of Burial really put an exclamation point on the Pegasus World Cup yesterday. He won the race with absolute authority and with ease.
Yeah, he did. He got the best trip. He was the best horse, and he won like he should have.
Okay, real quick, before you get your pick for today at Santa Anita, and are we getting one from you from Gulfstream too, are we? No?
No, I'm just going to do Santa Anita today.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Your thoughts about the two football games?
You know, I think Buffalo, Kansas City is going to be close. And when does Kansas City lose a close game? So I like the Chiefs there. And the other game, I'm like everybody else. I think Philly's a better team, but I don't like laying too many points with that team. You saw them give up a big lead, end up in a push in the last game. And this Washington team just keeps coming at you. To me, I might play the overs there and just root for both because I'm going to enjoy both games.
I got to tell you, Washington, the Commanders, certainly is the fairy tale team of this year in the NFL, that's for sure. If it ends today, they still had a great year. All right, we're going to go to your pick at Santa Anita, reminding everybody that John Lindo's Lindo Report, covering all the races today at Santa Anita, a suggested late pick four, and all that goody information that we normally have. And by the way, you have a coast-to-coast pick five with Gulfstream today on that sheet as well. It's all here, the one comprehensive sheet, the Lindo Report for today, free of charge, only in one place in Las Vegas. That's here at the South Point, free of charge, because they love horse players here. Time to give us a pick.
Let's go to the ninth race. I'll take on Rich Eng in the ninth at Santa Anita. Number 7, Grand Tiger, was getting good before he hit the sidelines last winter. He has a history of running well fresh. He's got good speed, but he doesn't have to have the lead, a good outside post. He's 8-1 on the program for a barn that does very well with comebackers, so there's value. Number 7, Grand Tiger, race number 9, Santa Anita.
All right, you guys gave me another Sirocco play for today in the ninth race. Richie comes with the 3, you come with the 7. I'm going to do a 3-7-7-3 exacta box. Your pick is the 7, Grand Tiger, in the ninth race today at Santa Anita. It's going to be one heck of a day of horse hide and pigskin, that's for sure. And, of course, John, we will talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds good, Ralph. Good luck and have some fun watching the football and the horses today.
You better believe it, my man. Thanks a lot. All right, now we're going to go right to Jerry Jackowicz standing by. And let's see, Jerry, does he have his, he's got his Raiders cap on this NFL championship day.
Pete Carroll, man.
Pete Carroll, huh? You're okay with that? You like that?
I love Pete Carroll. I've loved Pete Carroll since he was the Jets coach. I mean, he's fantastic.
All right.
I thought Antonio Pierce was great, and I wasn't for replacing him, but if you got to replace him with a Hall of Famer like Pete, that's okay with me.
All right. So while we wait and anticipate for better things next year with the Raiders, we've got two championship games today that will decide who's going to be in the Super Bowl this year. You have any thoughts about either one of those?
Yeah, no. For a myriad of reasons, you have to be rooting for the Commanders, in my opinion. First of all, everybody should be rooting against the Philadelphia Eagles. I even think people who are born in Philadelphia should root against them. That's how strongly I root against the Eagles.
And is that because you're a Giants fan?
Correct.
That's right.
I've been doing that since 1958. So that's
all right, Jerry. Anyhow, Jerry.
But I will say this. There is one exception. There's always an exception.
Yeah.
If the Eagles do get into the Super Bowl, then I root for them. So
okay,
because right. Then they've defeated everybody, and now they're our representative from the Giants division.
So okay,
I don't know. It's the way my brain works.
Well, I'm not even going to go there. So anyhow, we'll leave it at that. But before we get your picks, I want to thank you for that play yesterday at Santa Anita.
Oh.
Where are we going? Aqueduct first.
Yeah, we'll go to the third race at Aqueduct. Let me click over here. We've got I guess it's Aleve, the 5-horse from Jeremiah Engelhard, puts up Carmouche. The horse just looks really good. It came off a little October, November, then January. Now here we are at the end of January. All you do is see a little bit of improvement, a little bit of improvement, a little bit of improvement. I like him today. With the Lasix on, the change in Jaffe's second time for Jeremiah. So we'll take the 5 over the 1-2-6, reverse 1-2-6 over the 5. But we're all about the 5 in race number 3 at the Big A.
And, of course, at Aqueduct, you have an entry of the 1 and 1-8. Doesn't matter?
It don't matter.
Okay. So the 5 over 1-8-1s. The 5 over the 1s, 2, and 6, and reverse. The 5 is the play in the third race today at Aqueduct. And now we'll go to Santa Anita.
Yeah, we'll go right to the first race. Nafisa, the 9-horse. This is almost like a double star type horse for me. I like this horse an awful lot. And at 4-1, it's an absolute pop-out key for me. I mean, I think it's going to get bet down because it's Baffert with Juan Hernandez up. So I'm really thinking that we'll see a price around 2-1, and I'm okay with that because I think this horse is going to improve on the turf, this filly, I should say, and I just think she's going to be a little better than these. I think she is a little better than these, so I like the 9.
Okay.
Nafisa, the 9 over the 2-6-10, and I would add in any other hot horse in the race, so I would actually use 4 horses in the spread. But you guys will have to see the board to decide which one that is.
All right. So, in other words, these 3 plus a nice value play on the board in the first. In the first race, post time at 12:30 Pacific, you like the 9, Nafisa. The 9 over 2, 6, and 10. 2, 6, and 10 are your turnarounds in that. And, of course, those are the link-ups. And any live horse that anybody else thinks out there. But the 9 is your key in the first race. Santa Anita. I want to remind everybody, Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Santa Anita, all of Aqueduct available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. And I also want to remind everybody here, especially in Las Vegas, that this is the place to be today at the South Point. You got that almost $560,000 carryover and mandatory payoff in the pick 6 that'll be up to millions of dollars at Gulfstream Park, carryovers and pick 6s at Aqueduct and Santa Anita. And then in sports, you got the playoffs today. The AFC-NFC Championship, the party at the showroom. Again, the gates open, the doors open for the showroom at 11:30, and they're going to be giving away cash, giveaway drawings, $1,000 in each game, $250 for each quarter, and it's all free here, including great drink prices and great food prices. The only place to be on this Sunday. Jerry, You got one more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.